also leave a big open gap.
A dragon has come to our village today. We've asked him to leave, but he won't go away. Now he's met with our king and they've worked out a deal. No homes will he burn and no crops will he steal.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe this fine, wonderful day. Welcome back to another fine, fun-filled episode of WordPress Plugins from A to Z with your host, John Overall. We are now on episode number 39, and I'm getting all excited. We're about to hit our midlife crisis. So we're just really, it's actually been quite nice. I'm, 39 episodes. I'm starting to believe, wow, I might actually continue this for quite some time to go. I do have a few fans that occasionally I get email from, which I'm rather enjoying, and all in all, life has been pretty good with it. Although, I don't always get out here to be able to get it done on time when I need to get it done, and I can't always coordinate with my co-host to get it done. As you know, she's been fairly busy with family matters, and this past week I've been fairly busy with a whole lot of other things, and unfortunately we couldn't coordinate her schedule to meet up with me. And so, here I am again, doing a show alone, It's one of those things, you sort of sit there alone and enjoy yourself. And, well, actually, it's quite nice tonight, or today. I've got a completely quiet room to do this episode in. I'm going to have a little fun with it, hopefully, and enjoy it quite thoroughly. I'm really stoked to hear that so many people are enjoying it. And, well, basically, what's happening here is this week, I don't have any real plugins to disseminate and tear apart and break down for you, but I do have a fantastic interview with a plugin author this week. It's a great interview with a plugin that I did a show on a couple episodes ago. The plugin is called Event Espresso, and we had I got Seth Schultz on with me, and he did the interview, and you'll hear that interview here in a few minutes, and we'll be adding that to the show because I did the interview a couple 3 days ago, and unfortunately I was supposed to do the podcast a couple of days ago, and life just gets in the way. welcome to the world. Everyone knows life just gets in the way. What do I have to rant about this week? Well, like I said, nothing really. I've been fairly busy, keeping myself busy with work, keeping myself busy with family. Sun's been shining up here in Victoria. It's been rather nice. Weather's nice. We're finally starting to get summer again, and I hear it's only supposed to last a week, so, it's tempting to say, okay, to heck with it all, and let's go enjoy summer for the week it's going to be here. Because I think I missed the first week of summer back in beginning of July when it was beautiful here, but I was down south in Oklahoma where it was 100 plus degrees and 75 humidity. So anyway, back to enjoying it here. I don't have nothing to complain about, but I just sort of want to let folks know I did finally finish selling off my soul to Apple. I got myself one of those iPads this past week, and I have this. Anyone who's listened to me for an extended period of time knows I have this wonderful love-hate relationship with Apple. I love to hate Apple. In particular, I probably love to hate Steve Jobs. I mean, their products are really great, but although they put them into, a strange way of doing them. It's all with Apple. It's all about the cool. It's never about the product itself, which is why sometimes their product sucks. But damn, it's awful cool. And there's some great videos out there to tell you, show you how much Apple sells the cool, but doesn't worry about the product. But it's fantastic marketing on their part. You got to give them credit for that. And of course, it's fantastic on Apple's part for when Steve Jobs came back to the company, and if you'd had the foresight to buy up stock back just like the month before Steve Jobs rejoined the company, what was that, back in the 90s sometime, I believe? Can't remember. If you'd have bought a bunch of Apple stock then, it was worth like 10 times the amount now. Would have been a great investment. Anyway, that's it. An iPad is actually a pretty cool toy. It is pretty useful. There's a lot of things you can do with it. The biggest reason I got an iPad over an Android device was because I already had an iPhone and I already had too much stuff tied into Apple, so it's like, if I get an Android, then I have to change everything, and then I have to change my phone, and I have to learn something new, and it's like, I don't mind learning stuff new, but when you're trying to make a living in this field, learning something new is, takes away from my productive time. So I try not to learn too many things new that are going to take away from my productive time that aren't going to add to my productive time. And I don't know, I assume an Android device would probably add to my productive time eventually, but in the short term it would just take away from it. And right now I need all the productive time I have. Other than that, not a whole lot. World of WordPress news, I'm certain there was some news this week. I probably saw bits and pieces out there, but nothing jumped out glaringly at me this past week. You know, there's listen to the occasional story about people with some issues with WordPress 3.2, but you know, nothing significant, nothing that I was going to write home about. I suggest some really great news. You want to hear it, go check out the WP Candy podcast. Theirs is really good, although those boys there, if they were more consistent, they would be even more exciting, because the problem is just when I think they're doing it every week, then they jump to every 2 or 3 weeks. Well, but anyway, they still produce some really good stuff. And their website is great. And they're probably in the same boat I am. You know, they've got so much happening that they have a tough time dealing with it. In fact, one of their co-hosts, I can't remember the names of their hosts right now, one of them seems to always be on the road when they're recording it. He seems to be recording it from hotel rooms and whatnot, so he's in big demand. And also, well, that's pretty much it for WordPress news. Don't have a whole lot of other stuff to it here. We've got, as I said, this week's plugin, it's all about Event Espresso. Seth Schultz joined us. He talked about his plugin, its past, present, and future. We got some really good insight into where that plugin came from, why he created it, what's happening with it now, and where it's going. He also gave us a bit of some tips, some hidden things that aren't generally known to the public yet. So for some really good sneak previews as to what's coming with it, listen to the podcast and listen to Seth's interview. You'll find it was quite a good interview. It's actually quite nice. I thoroughly enjoyed it. It's one of my best interviews. Also, for any of you other podcast authors out there that might be actually listening to this show, there could be one or two out there. And if you want me to want to be on my show and be interviewed, send me an email. I am contacting authors of plugins that I use because I want to know more about them myself, but I also want to share it with my listeners. And eventually I will have, you know, more than 10 listeners anyway. So there's no special terms this week for plugins. And that's pretty much it. So without further ado, I'm going to turn it over to the interview, and I will join you again right after the interview's all over with. And that's what we shall do, just because I can. Space. And now, excellent. Welcome to WordPress Plugins from A to Z with John Overall. And here with me today is Seth. And can you say your last name for me, Seth? I think I'll mangle it.
It's Schultz.
Schultz. Okay. Yeah. So we're here with Seth Schultz, and he's here to talk about his fantastic plugin for WordPress. It is one of the premium plugins that I will often discuss during this show. And this is a events plugin, events calendar plugin, which can be used for registering people to your events, collecting payments for your events, showing the venues you need. It's been very useful for me in one of my projects, and is about to be very useful in another one of my projects. And so Seth's here to talk to us a bit about this plugin and tell us a bit about where it's going to go. Can you, first off, Seth, give us a bit of a background on it and why you created this plugin?
It all came about because my wife, she does scrapbooking in her spare time, and she's been doing scrapbooking for about 8 or 9 years or so, and she's got to the point where she does scrapbooking classes. And about 3 years ago, she needed a way for people to register for her for a stamp. It's called a stamp camp. About 20 to 30 women show up at a central location, and she has scrapbooking pages and cards and stuff like that that she teaches them how to create.
Right.
And she needed some way for these women to register and make a payment online, because sometimes people would show up and they would write a check or try to use a credit card, stuff like that.
Right.
So it didn't always work out, you know, with just having people show up and do that. And then she didn't always get correct numbers or counts on or head counts, you know, mm-hmm. stuff like that. So I searched all over WordPress. I found about one or two plugins that kind of did what she wanted it to do, but nothing solid. And so I set out to create my own event registration plugin, and I found the event registration plugin by Dave. I can't remember his last name right offhand, but David, he created something kind of similar to what I have now, and I kind of looked at his and kind of, you know, took away from his, you know, everything that was good about it and improved upon it as I went along. And pretty soon, you know, after my wife started using it and she was successful with it, I decided to put it on WordPress.org, and people started downloading it and things like that. And I really had no intention of you know, doing any more with it, because, you know, it was useful for her needs.
Right.
And I started getting, you know, hundreds of emails a week, you know, and that grew into, you know, a few hundred emails, you know, almost 500 emails a week. And then, wow. You know, it was crazy. And it was mainly people just looking for more features.
Right.
Because they had already tried, you know, David's plugin, or they tried somebody else's plugin. And, you know, a lot of plugin authors don't support their plugins once they release them.
Right.
And so I was like, okay, oh yeah, I'll make this change for you, you know, if you want to pay for my time to do it. So after a while, I had so many changes to the core plugin that I was like, I might as well just sell it, you know. So I put it out there for $50. Mm-hmm. And within the first month, I had brought in like over $2,000 in sales.
Well, that's, you know, nice.
From just selling the plugin, yeah, and so it just grew from there. I started adding more and more features, and everything that people pay me to do, that's on a sponsorship basis. Mm-hmm. So they sponsor for a feature to be added, basically.
Oh, that's nice.
So that helps the plugin. That helps improve the plugin and saves the person sponsoring the feature a little bit of money,
right.
You know, in the long run. And then other people get to use the plug, use that feature as well. Mm-hmm. I don't do anything where it's, you know, where somebody wants to, you know, sponsor something, then they're the only ones that get that feature, pretty much close license that feature.
Right.
You know, I've had that come up quite a few times, but it's been 2 years now since we've started selling Event Espresso, and it's gone pretty well. It's improving daily. We're doing work on it all the time. We now have four developers that are working on it, and we have two full-time support technicians that help out as well.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's a little history of Espresso.
Well, that's an excellent history. You always kind of like when something develops nicely like that, when you don't expect it.
Yeah, it's been pretty amazing. I mean, I was able to quit my job November of 2010. I quit my job and started maintaining the Event Espresso full time.
Excellent. You can always like that when your sideline becomes your mainline.
yeah, it's good. Yeah, when a hobby turns into a full time job.
That's when you know you're doing something right, and you're generally doing something you enjoy at the same time.
For sure.
Well, currently it has a lot of features to Event Espresso, and where do you see it going? Its future. Do you have features that you're keeping under wraps, or any that you want to let out to our listeners out there? I think we have two or three listeners anyway.
We have. well, hopefully.
Actually, I think I've got a regular subscriber base currently of about 60, because every time I put up a new podcast, 60 of them are downloaded immediately.
Oh yeah, sweet. That's good. That's good to know. We have a few things we're doing with it. Let's see. excuse me. hold on one sec.
That's all right. All right.
Excuse me, man. I'm just getting over a cold, so. I get that, you know.
That's all right.
Most things are drip. Okay. We've got a few things we're doing. We're doing a major permissions add-on right now I don't know if we're gonna actually release it to the public or if we're gonna keep it under wraps for a little while, but we've had a semi-public permissions add-on already, but it's kind of a conflict of interest with some other stuff that we're doing. Uh-huh. So we've been kind of reluctant to just like post it out there and let everybody have a go at it. Okay. Plus we don't have any documentation. I mean, we don't have a lot of documentation on all of our features anyways, but you know, once you throw out something that, like this, then people expect documentation on it and things like that. And it gets a little crazy. But we're partnered up with Social Media Week,
right?
And Social Media Week is a large event that lasts for about, I think it goes on for 7 days, and this year it's in 12 different cities around the world, and what we've done is they're using our permissions add-on. And they're allowing people to create events on their site. They've created a front end event kind of a way to submit events,
right,
to the Event Espresso system, and then the events are assigned to a region. So basically, they have different regions such as Los Angeles, mm-hmm, New York, Bogota, Moscow, things like that. And so what we've done with the permissions add-on is create user permissions such as a regional manager, an event manager, and an event admins. So what this does is allow people that they assign, they can say a regional manager, mm-hmm, and come in and manage all of the events that are listed in Los Angeles, or they can manage all the events that are listed in New York, as well as create events and things like that.
That would actually be a very useful feature, especially considering how... Sorry. Never breathe and swallow. It never doesn't work. There we go. Considering how I'm using this plugin for... I'm using it for a school, and they need to allow different instructors access to the events.
Yes, yeah, yeah. We with our current permissions plugin, it's kind of we integrated with the members plugin from Justin Tadlock, with the member permissions plugin. Basically, it allows you to assign roles and permissions to different users.
Right.
So we built upon that and added the regional managers and things like that. So you can. It's pretty crazy. I mean, to go into I go into the Social Media Week site, and they have all these users, and you go in and there's 10 pages of events, or 12. Last time I looked, there's 14 pages of events.
Wow, that's quite a few.
Yeah, that's with like 25 lists on each page. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's just amazing, and then people just log in and they can go in and create an event and then assign it. Basically, they assign it to a venue, and then each venue is assigned a locale, hmm, right? Or a region, basically.
Ah, okay.
So it's pretty cool. So I mean, yeah, in your case, you know, using it for a school and stuff, you wouldn't need a regional manager, but unless you had a network of schools that were posting events and stuff like that to one central location.
Well, actually, what it is this is for the school association, which has several groups underneath it, which will be dealing with different events of their own.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's kind of an interesting thing. I don't know. Are you aware of how the plugin runs under WordPress MU?
The social media week is actually run on WordPress MU.
Okay. Just in case, if you hadn't heard, I'm actually running the plugin on MU. On an MU install, because this whole site where I'm doing for this client is, they've got 7 subgroups tied to the main association, and each subgroup has its own things they have to do.
Oh, okay.
So it's basically a community website we're building here.
Cool. So do you have the plugin installed on like one central?
I have it installed through the master admin control on the MU. And then I'm allowing it or disallowing it depending on the sub website that's being built.
Oh, I see. Yeah, so you might want to. I mean, maybe I can send over the permissions add-on for you. You can start taking a look. I mean, I don't have any. I don't have any documentation on it whatsoever.
That's all right. I rarely ask for documentation, and it's usually when I get stumped to the point where I can't figure it out that I finally ask for help.
But you could start trying it out. I mean, it sounds like it'll work for what you need.
That would be great.
We haven't released it to the public or anything like that. So, it's because of some other things we're trying to do and with it right now. So
I can understand that. And I got a question for you. Now, you yourself, where are you based out of? I'm up here in wonderful Victoria, British Columbia, and for some reason I had it in my head that you guys were based out of Vancouver. I have no idea why or how that got in my head.
We sponsored the Vancouver WordCamp a few months ago.
That's how I must have made the connection then. Okay.
Yeah. We're also trying to sponsor the San Francisco WordCamp, but I don't know. I haven't heard anything back on that.
So. Yeah, that one's pretty popular.
Yeah. We were hoping to. I mean, the packages are starting off at $5,000.
Wow. Well, if you're looking for one to sponsor, the Victoria one's always looking for help.
Yeah, maybe we'll check it out. We're always looking to sponsor WordCamps here and there. You know, we're trying to give back to the community as much as they've given to us. So,
It's definitely a great community. I've participated in the WordCamps here in Victoria for the last 3 years, but
cool.
I haven't helped organize them. I go and speak out.
Anyways, to answer your question, I'm based in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Okay.
My partner Garth, he just moved to Detroit. He used to live down here in Salt Lake as well. He just transferred to Detroit for a year he's doing some kind of a fellowship with his with the hospital out there, because he's into hospital he just got a degree in hospital administration.
Oh, that's a good field.
Yeah. So, and then we have other guys. All of our other people are scattered all over the world. we have one guy in Australia, another guy back east somewhere, and then we have another guy here in Salt Lake City that I met at a WordCamp Utah one time.
You gotta love the internet.
Yeah, and then let's see, we have another guy overseas. I can't remember exact location. It's like it's some little country somewhere. It's not. I keep wanting to say like India or something. I think it's like Bangladesh or something.
Okay.
But he does some of our core. He does some of our side projects, basically, like where people want to completely, they want to use the Venespresso, but they have very specific needs that they want to use it for.
Right.
Such as he helped us with to get the UN. Cluster convention. The United Nations has some kind of cluster. They call it a cluster convention every year.
Wow.
And they wanted to use a Venespresso to take the registrations, but they had each registration had to go through an approval process and things like that. And so once the the attendee was registered, somebody had to log in, somebody would get an email, they would log in, check the person's credentials and stuff like that, and then they would approve the registration, and upon approval it sent that attendee out a new secondary email telling them that, okay, now that you've been approved, you have to log back in and give us all of your flight information and additional information. So it was quite a process, but we got it done and
excellent.
We're gonna take some of those features maybe and add them to Vinespresso in the long run. we did some kind of the guy helped us, or he helped do some. He created basically some pages, like AJAX pages or jQuery pages that you stay on the main registration page, but you go through different steps. Kind of like if you've ever seen the Gravity Forms plugin, you can break it. You can break out your registration forms or your
right.
You can break out your forms into several pages.
Uh-huh.
So he's implemented that, and might be carrying that over in the next few months or so.
That would actually be pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
So you've got quite the future headed for this plugin then. Looks like it's going to be extremely robust. Now, thinking of that, I've got another question for you, and what it is in my particular instance up here in Canada, we have a couple of payment processors that are more popular than the standard ones that I run into every time I install a plugin. And what it is one of them is called Beanstream, and the other one is called Internet Secure.
Okay.
And those two payment processors are used a lot up here. Is there anything in the works, or how does one go about if they needed to get a custom payment processor added to the system?
Well, we usually take a $500 down payment to get started, and that's basically a sponsorship for that gateway, so we can have one of our developers start on it. We've actually added. I think we've actually added three new gateways here in the last 2 months.
Right.
We've added eWay and Merchant Warrior. Merchant Warrior actually added their own gateway and sent us the files, so that worked out well. eWay, and then I can't remember the other one. But we're getting ready to release those in the coming weeks when we launch our major update.
Oh, excellent.
So, yeah, if you just shoot us an email to support@Vinespresso and say that you want to just let us know you want to add one of these gateways, and we can talk about it. We have a guy that we have two, one of our developers overseas works on gateways. Mm-hmm. If he has time, or we have our other developer. He's kind of a developer/support tech. He's been learning more and more PHP over the past few months, and he's done a pretty good job of adding one of the gateways so far. So one of the new ones. So, yeah.
Excellent.
Just let us know. We try to work it into the schedule.
Excellent. Well, let's see, what else do I got for you here on it? As I'm wandering through it and trying to remember any questions I had when I was setting it up and running it through. I don't recall any at the moment. Anything else you can tell me, or?
Let's see, what else do you want to know? some of the new features we have coming up, or?
You know, sure.
There's all kinds of stuff going on. I've added several new, advanced options. I don't know. I'm not sure what version you're currently using, but
I actually have a test version or an ACE. What was the version? It was emailed to me because there was one thing I was trying to do, and I contacted. I forgot his name now. I have to go look up in the email.
Probably Sydney or Chris or Gard.
Chris sounds right.
Chris, yeah.
He emailed me a recent build that included a button for when what I had problems with was when I listed up all of my events, I needed it to click on the button to display all the venues. Mm-hmm. What my client needs is they need to be able to list all the venues. In other words, the classrooms that all the classes are being held in, so they can hand them over to the school's janitors and whatnot, so they know classes are going to be held in these classrooms on these nights.
Oh, okay.
And it wasn't working with the version I downloaded, and he said, "Oh, well, the button must be in this newer version. So let me send it to you." So he sent it to me, and sure enough, the button was in there.
Oh, yeah, cool. Yeah, speaking of the venues, we're actually, I just created a few new short codes for venues. So you can have a short code that lists events by venue.
Oh, cool.
Let's see, what other ones are there? hold on real quick. Let's see, yeah, the listing the venue by short code. I also added a way to add, to just show, I added a little short code that you can drop into your event. Mm-hmm. So if you wanted to get rid of like the address details or whatever from your template file, you can use the venue details short code, and it will just display your venue details.
Nice.
On there. I'm also doing, we also have a staff manager now, so you can, or we call it like a staff or speaker mm-hmm. manager. So you can add personnel to an event. So I added a little short code for that, so you can just drop it in, and it'll grab the event ID and it'll say it'll list the speakers that are assigned to that event, basically. So those are a couple new things I'm working on. I'm probably gonna be spending a lot of time on the venues and stuff, because I think there's a lot of stuff that we can do with the venues.
Right.
Such as adding maps and things like that, and just having a list of events that are assigned to a venue is pretty cool.
Thinking of which, as you just mentioned something there, is one other thing that I'm curious about. Do you have any future plans to support, say, Google Map listing in the event listing?
Such as having, are you talking about having a Google Map and the points? Or,
When someone clicks on the event to get the total event listing information, at the bottom somewhere, Google Map would appear. I can't remember there's another events calendar that I used for simple stuff that actually does that.
Yeah.
It calls in a map based on the address and other information set up for the venue.
I've been thinking about adding it, and it's like one of those things. There's all kinds of other plugins out there that already do that stuff. So, a lot of times people will just put a short code into their event, with the address or whatever. So I've been kind of reluctant to do that. But yes, I'm probably going to add that very soon because of the venue, with the venue manager. Mm-hmm. One of the things I'm thinking about is having a venue map. Mm-hmm. And what that'll do is have like a, it'll bring a map on a page with the little bubbles or the little points on the map that show, right. Okay, there's an event here, event there, then they can click on one of those little bubbles. It'll give the event name, the address, and then a link to the event registration form, something like that. But yeah, probably adding a little map is something I probably should have done 2 years ago. but it's been requested maybe 3 or 4 times. So it's one of those things that I kind of got to weigh out what most people are asking for. The venue manager was something that was really big, and
venue manager is very important. If it hadn't had that, I would have had to have bypassed it.
Yeah. So the venue manager is really big. Somebody tossed out the idea of staff manager, and so basically while I was doing the venue manager, I had the staff manager. There was some feedback that I got from actually the Social Media Week people, because because their event managers can add staff, and they can add venues and all that stuff. So
right.
When they're creating this, so and then once they've added venues, then the venues will appear in a drop down. They can select them and everything like that. So, but yeah, the Google Map thing is on the list. It's on there somewhere.
You've probably got a list a mile long of things, man, to do.
Yeah, I try to take into account everything that people ask, and you know, the features that they want to see, and
right.
And I kind of weigh them, you know, try to fit them in if I can, or mm-hmm. see if there's a lot of requests for those features, you know. One of the other things I'm going to be working on is probably like a simple affiliate manager. So that you know, if you have, you can basically leverage your user base of your you know, of your WordPress install, and the system will create an affiliate ID, and so they can refer people to your events, and they can get, you know, I mean, just they can get referral fees and things like that.
Very
so
nice.
We're gonna add a referral manager. We're also doing. I have. One of the guys that's working for us, his name was David Bissett. He was the WordCamp organizer out in Florida. He's come on board and is doing some stuff with us. He's actually implementing some really cool features with BuddyPress. So we're gonna have
cool.
He's implementing so you can have like an events tab
uh-huh.
on your BuddyPress site.
Very nice.
And then you can have events in your stream, and so you can see when events have been created. You can favorite events. You can see what events users have attended, and what events you're signed up to attend or have attended in the past.
Nice.
Things like that. Yeah, well, there's a lot of cool stuff going on. I mean, there's a lot of stuff. But there could have been more, you know. For 2 years, it was, or almost 2 years, it was just me as the only program.
Yeah.
So.
It's a lot of work when you're the chief cook and bottle washer.
Yeah. It's as you just said, there's a lot, you know, you're only limited in the features you can add in a day, you know.
That's true. I understand that. I'm only limited on how many projects I can complete in any given day or week.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, yeah, we probably don't have as many features as other, you know, plugins and stuff, but we do have a few plugins.
You actually have more features than most of the other plugins. You just don't always have all the little features that are unimportant. You know, the Google Maps is a minor. That's just a minor thing comparatively. You know, when I was looking at the overall plugin, it's like, oh, doesn't have Google Maps. That's an aside. I need it to do this, and this.
Yeah.
And that's the big reason what people go for. They, you know, the little things are. Yeah. Don't even worry about those until the day when you've got everything else functioning.
Yeah, you got it. Well, yeah, that's so true. I mean, right, this past month or two. Have just been all about, you know, finding and fixing bugs.
Yeah. Thinking of bugs, did you have any problems or effect when WordPress 3.2 dropped?
There was a very minor thing that happened with Internet Explorer.
Mm-hmm.
All versions of Internet Explorer broke the submit event or update event button.
Gotta love it.
Just on the event editor page.
Right. Just on one spot. That sounds like Internet Explorer.
Yeah, I didn't really hear too much about it. So.
Well, that's good then. So you had minor issues going from that. I was reading today that they've released the timeline for 3.3. They want to drop that by November. So.
Oh, wow. Cool. That's gonna be all right. I wonder what new features they're gonna add to that.
I couldn't find a list of new features. They were just listing off a timeline of what they expected to happen and when.
Interesting.
So
that's cool.
So anyway, yeah. That sounds like you've got your plugins headed for stardom there. I look forward to the features as it grows, because I think I've got a lot of future in this. I have several clients that I would love to put into this as time goes by for them.
Cool. Yeah.
And it'll take care of some of their issues.
We actually fixed the expandable boxes, expandable collapsible boxes recently too.
Okay.
So that'll be out soon, and we added an event meta box as well.
Oh.
So you can add meta tags. You can add meta data to your event.
Well, that's very nice. That means you can start tweaking the event with additional information.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That was actually something I was trying to do.
Oh yeah.
I was trying to add something. I can't remember what it was now.
Yeah, it's in there now. So
excellent. Well, I look forward to that then.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for being on the show with us, Seth. I really greatly appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me. It was very nice.
And it's going to be great fun watching this program grow.
Cool. Well, I wish you luck.
Well, thank you much. And we're out of here for this, not the episode, but for this interview. And the episode will continue for folks. Listen in. I hope you all enjoyed that interview there with Seth, and it was very enlightening. I know I found some useful tips and tidbits about Event Espresso. I thoroughly am glad to have had Seth on the show with us. And anyone else out there that wants to have your plugins reviewed by us, want an interview, give me a contact. I'll be happy to set up some scheduled time for you and be happy to put you on the show. Or if you got specific plugins you want me to review, send them to me and I will try to fit them in if I possibly can. So at the end of that takes us on out of here. Next episode we've got coming in. I'm still trying to get the video plugins done, and I'm still trying to get the membership plugins episode done. Those will be coming, I promise. This has just been a few weeks of, well, hectic summertime. And then finally, how you can contact us. You can reach Laura. Yes, she's still a co-host on the show. You can reach her at lauramathis.com, or you can follow her on Twitter at TefNuit. Or you can even find her on Facebook at facebook.com/lauramathiscom. And me, you can find me on my website, of course, at johnoverall.com. Or you can follow me on Twitter at onconsue. Or even like me on Facebook at facebook.com/johnoverall.com. And finally, some of the music you heard here tonight is from Mivio's Music Alley. And you can check it all out at music.mivio.com. And we've just got a few other little tidbits to carry us out of here for us. Thank you for listening tonight. It has been a pleasure serving you at WordPress Plugins from A to Z. And we greatly appreciate your patronage and listening to our wonderful podcast. And this podcast is copyright johnoverall.com 2011 and may not be rebroadcast without permission from John. And some of the music that you have listened to during tonight's podcast came from Mivio Music's Alley. Mivio's Music Alley. Get that correct. Check it out at music.mivio.com. And you'll find some great music there. I'm finding and discovering some really interesting talent there. So don't forget to check it out. So that's all for now. Tune in for our next podcast coming up soon. Thank you very much. And just a little bit of music to take us right on out of here and move us on into the closing of the show. Take care.
tell the truth.